Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, joined by my special guest, Claire.
Hello.
And this is Deliberate Noise. Today, we've got new music, local music, and good music. First up, from their recent release, Are You Experiencing Discomfort? It is Bedwetters Anonymous with Psychedelic Landlord on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
That's Cave Girl with Noodles. Before that was Pardoner with Pivot Fakey. And both of those bands are playing a show at Redgate this Wednesday, March 13th. Cave Girl, Pardoner, along with Justice, Prophet, and Necking, local faves.
I really like the name Pivot Fakey.
Yeah, that's the name of their song, not a band. But I think it's a skateboard thing. I'm not cool enough to understand.
Oh, like a skateboard move. Oh, that makes sense, actually.
You just thought it sounded cool.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, special guest Claire. Thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure.
And every day.
Yeah. I'll always be here.
I'm glad. You're listening to Deliberate Noise. And how's everybody, how's that time change treating you, Claire?
I slept in this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you missed class, kind of slept in?
I sure did, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, which is abnormal. Like, normally I'm kind of bolt upright earlier than I want. Today mm-hmm. It was like, I just slept in 40, like, I slept in exactly an hour.
Wow.
It was like 49 minutes, which was almost an hour. So it was as if my body was just like, exactly not ready for daylight savings. Yeah.
Your body really has a schedule.
Yeah. But we have more light in the evening now?
Yeah, I'm really happy about daylight savings time because the sun sets at like 7 p.m. now.
Yeah.
So.
And you can watch the sunset better. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're like not doing things at that point in the day.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
Well, we're officially like through the worst part of winter now because the sun lasts a bit longer. Yeah, but yeah, I woke up Sunday morning and I was like, oh, why am I awake at 8:30? Because I have a digital clock that I and then I pick up my phone and I was like, it's 9:30. But I was wondering, so I was talking to a couple friends and they were out Saturday night.
Yeah.
And so the time changes at 2 a.m., right?
Yep.
So they were on their way back from the club at like 1:30.
Yeah.
They get home, they're like brushing their teeth, it's like 1:59, and then all of a sudden it was like 3 a.m.
And yeah, then, you actually lose an hour.
And then they were like, whoa, how did we stay out so late? When did it become 3 a.m.? What?
Or like you'd be brushing your teeth and then you look down and you're like, have I been brushing my teeth for an hour?
That's exactly what they thought. And then so when I was talking to them yesterday and I was telling them about daylight savings, and then they both had this moment where in unison, they were both like, oh, that's why.
That's so funny. I feel like it wasn't publicized as much this year. Like I only heard about it a couple times.
Yeah, on Saturday night.
Yeah. The lead singer of Pudding kindly reminded everyone to move their clocks back an hour.
Don't move your clocks back.
And I was like, oh, great. Now someone's going to be like 2 hours off.
Late for everything. All right. Another show that's coming up. You should come to this one with me, Claire.
Okay.
So the Cave Girl and Pardoner is this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, March 19, Amel and the Sniffers. They are from Australia. Have you heard of them?
No.
They are hot.
Oh.
They're hot. I'm
there then.
Really, really hot punk. For some reason, it's at the Fox. And I think that's hilarious.
I like that.
Because I feel like the lead singer is the kind of person who like jumps into the crowd and like crowd surfs at her own shows.
Oh.
And just picturing that at the Fox Club is like kind of funny. I don't know. Not really a punk venue.
Because it's not a punk venue at
all.
No.
Kind of a bad club. Okay, let's listen to some brand new Amel and the Sniffers. This came out last week. I'm pretty sure it's Amel. Maybe it's Amel.
I think
Amel sounds like anal. It's probably Amel. I should probably look these things up before I start talking about them. Anyway, this one's called Monsoon Rock by Amel and the Sniffers.
We'll be right back.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was BB with New Blue from their recent release called X. Yeah, BB has great t-shirts. I bought one when they were playing on Valentine's Day, and it's my favorite t-shirt currently.
Really?
Yeah.
Have I seen it?
I think you have. You have seen it.
Okay.
And you were like, that's cute. It's like, oh, thanks, Claire. It's BB.
Yeah, I like your trend of XXL band t-shirts.
Yeah, I always try and get them long enough so I can just wear it as a dress.
Yeah.
And it's never long enough.
No.
And then it's just a stupid long shirt. I don't know why I keep thinking the next one will be long enough.
I don't know. Like, I find I'm gonna it so shrink comfortable, though, to wear big shirts.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the BB shirt is, like, extra soft. They like, bucked up and got the American Apparel shirts.
Oh! I love that.
Highly recommend buying a BB t-shirt and listening to their music and going to their shows, obviously. Claire, let's talk about Novel.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Are they new on the scene? I guess they're kind of new in the Vancouver scene.
Definitely.
They call themselves, like, a Vancouver band, but I'm pretty sure they've only played the one show here.
Yeah.
So far, the one... Oh, you weren't there, but I was there. It was, like, last month. I think they're bigger in Europe because they're on a European label.
And but they're also somehow tied to California because their music video was shot in Los Angeles, right?
Oh, was it?
Or partly. That's why it's weird is, like, some of it's in Los
Not
Angeles.
Not all of it because some of it has,
yeah,
like,
I recognize the staircase in East Van.
The particular East Van staircase, yeah. So you know, like, okay, they're kind of from Vancouver. But they just released their self-titled EP called Novel, but spelt without the dumb zero and three. Can we talk about how I want to say pretentious. I mean, I don't want to say pretentious, but you kind of have to say pretentious.
Because that's what it is, yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to read the description that they put. That
Please
they
do.
Put up.
Please do.
For their record. Okay, first sentence. Novel, remember this is spelled N0V3L, occupies a sonic landscape that recalls spring-loaded post-punk dissonance, new waves, downcast dance anthems, and skronking political funk. I'm not going to read anymore.
That's enough. I'm already lost. No hate, because we love the music, but
okay,
it's just like...
Their music is amazing.
It's so good.
I
kind of like it more because it's just like... It's like just like good. It's like very like fundamentally good music, and it doesn't need to be described.
No,
even.
No, it really
doesn't.
Like
it doesn't need to be sold to me intellectually. Like I'm already there.
Yeah, like you just have to hear it, and then it's basically sold to you. You really do not need like how many paragraphs? Okay.
Oh my god! I didn't realize there's four. I just
four.
It is a literal essay on their Bandcamp.
There are four very long paragraphs describing their music, and it's like, you guys, it's already good. We get it.
And at the end of one, please do enjoy. Make sure that you enjoy.
And I mean, it's only $7 for the digital album. Like, you don't really need to sell it that hard.
Yeah.
But they are. So, yeah, I mean, I saw them live before I saw all of this online.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, this band called Novel, they are sweet. I love this. I need to buy their record.
Yeah.
So if you try and buy it online, there's all this, like, huge shipping costs because it's, like, a European label, so I guess it doesn't ship from anywhere local. So I go to Red Cat, and they're like, we don't have this record. Why don't you?
And we've never heard of it, right?
Yeah, no, never heard of it. She's looking it up on the computer, the kind woman at Red Cat, and she's like, oh, is it the one spelt with, like, the numbers?
Like, yeah.
I was like, yeah, it's that one. And she recommended that I send an email to the band and just ask if I can buy a record from them. So I do this, Claire.
Yeah.
And I'm actually really scared of people in bands.
I know.
Yeah. So I didn't.
Love them.
I love them so much. Okay. So I didn't really expect a response right away. They answered me within a few hours.
Uh-huh.
And they was like, exclamation marks. And they're like, hi. Like, yeah. Like, let's arrange a time to meet up. We can sell you a record. I was ecstatic. And then we arranged that I would come to, like, a couple of them are in a different band, and they were playing a show at Redgate.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, we can bring a record there. And I'm like, cool. And Claire, let me just say, all my worst fears came true.
Yeah.
It was a terrifying experience.
What did they do?
They were just extremely unfriendly.
Ugh.
It's like someone loves your music.
Yeah.
And really wants to give you money and buy your record and listen to your music. Like, you could at least be like, hi, like, thanks. Maybe like a hint of a smile.
Just nothing.
Just no. Blank stares. Awful. And a lot of awkward silence. And just me being like, can I buy a record?
That's so sad.
It was...
Yeah. Novel, hire a PR person.
Seriously.
Get together, work it out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they were judging me because they're all wearing black and I was wearing, like, a pink jacket.
They shouldn't have, though.
Not cool enough to listen to our music. I don't know what it was, but I was a little bit shattered, shall I say. And then the record just, like, sat in my room for a few days, and I didn't want to look at it or touch it.
Because you're like, now I have bad feelings associated with that.
And then... Yeah, yesterday I was just like, screw that. And I put it on and then I just start dancing. I'm like, this is so good. I have to say,
like, I almost love it when that happens, when you love music so much and you don't, like, you also have this, like, weird tension with the person that's making it. Like, you know, because then it's just like, I don't know, more powerful.
Yeah, I'm over it now. But
kill your heroes.
Because, you just have to listen to the record. Like, first song comes on, you're like, boom, over it. This music is so good. It doesn't even matter how weird and unfriendly you guys are.
Yeah.
But I got to say, I am proud of myself for doing that.
Me too. You're growing up.
Took some guts. All right. Let's blast some novel. Hopefully everybody likes it as much as we do, and we haven't just been talking it up, and then people are going to be like, this is true. This one is called Take You For, and the drums at the end are freaking amazing. Here's Novel.
Take you.
a band called Maze from Japan, spelled capital M dot, capital A dot, capital Z dot, capital E dot. I don't know if it stands for something or if they just thought Maze was cool and then they just were going to put dots at the end of every letter.
Okay, I didn't hear, was there an I?
No, just okay. Maze.
Okay, it's not the corn.
No, not like corn, maze, but just like a maze. Or it could be a corn maze. Anyway, that's called, okay, Claire, sorry. That's called Human Brain, off of their untitled EP, which I really, really, really like. And before that was New Divorcer, Newborn, Swim Team also had a new song, Empire. A lot of local bands releasing stuff lately. We are so blessed.
We are.
With all this hot, hot new music. Okay, Claire?
Yeah.
Toilet seat cover time.
Yay.
So I think we should talk about a really bad bathroom because we always highlight great bathrooms.
Yeah.
But today I think it's time to talk about a crappy one.
One to avoid.
Yeah. So not even just one, but the pretty much I think all the bathrooms in the chemistry building on campus, or at least I've been in two of them. I don't know how many there are in there because the chemistry building, there's like different blocks and they're kind of connected, but not really.
Yeah.
But I think it's the main one in, it would be Chem C or maybe
the
B.
The old one with the office?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the wooden doors?
Mm-hmm. It's just garbage.
I don't think it's as bad as chemistry B, actually. I thought that that's what you're
maybe
talking
I'm thinking about.
B is the one where, like, it's all beige inside.
And it's really
beige.
Small.
It's really small.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So, first, I just wanted some water. So I go, there's a water fountain outside the bathroom. And at first I was drinking out of it and it was cold. Yeah. And then after a couple seconds, it got really hot.
Ew.
And then it was just hot. And I'm like, okay, I'll just run it for a few seconds. And Claire, it never got cold.
Ugh.
And I was staying there for like minutes and there was people around me just like, what is she doing? Ugh. And really hot water. Gross. So then I go in the bathroom and it always stinks in there.
Yeah.
Like, because there's only three stalls and someone's always clogging one and stinking up the other. And everybody who's waiting in line just like has the same look on their face of like, we don't want to be here.
Yeah.
But this is the only bathroom in this vicinity.
And I've also noticed like it's so small that when people are lined up, you like can't get out
exactly
through the line. And you're like, wow, like,
yeah, you're just trapped in this disgusting bathroom. After two people are in line, you have to just have the door open and then the line goes out the door. So that bathroom just sucks. Like, even to just go in there to fix your hair, you're like suffocating.
It does.
From how disgusting the air feels.
And it's just like beige on beige on beige,
beige on beige.
Beige
on beige on beige. So I was like, okay, there's got to be another bathroom in the vicinity of the chem building. So I walk down this long hallway and I find this other bathroom and it's even smaller. There's two stalls.
Oh.
Like, why?
With the black doors?
Yes.
That one's really bad.
And the mirrors tilted downward.
Yeah.
Once again, there was a bunch of people in line and we're all just like have the same kind of feeling of this is terrible.
If you walk through like further down through the doors, there are like solo bathrooms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're pretty good.
Okay.
They have green walls, which I really like. And someone's written, like, there's been some war of graffiti on the lock.
Ooh.
Where it's like clock, lock. Someone, you'll see it.
That's in Chem.
Chem C.
C. Okay.
Yeah. At the very, very north end of those hallways.
Okay. I think I haven't explored the whole chem. See, you actually are a science student, so you probably, like, you know this building very well.
Well, a lot of, like, I've noticed the science buildings are either, like, the worst. Like, they're the oldest or the really, really new ones.
Mm.
And
but the chem falls into the category of
very
old and super stanky and musty.
And people have to work in that building, like, full time.
There are some people who just have to use those bathrooms. Mm-hmm. I don't, like, need to. I just have philosophy and chemistry for some reason. And it's like in Chem D, I want to say. It's in this one building that there is no bathroom in. So if you want to go to the bathroom, you have to go outside.
I know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Overall, chemistry, not a good place to poo. Definitely don't.
No, save it.
And to all the people who do poo in chemistry, Like, just why? Yeah. Like, okay, you can, but...
make better choices.
But we all have to smell it forever.
Every poop counts.
No ventilation.
Yeah.
Which there should be, because aren't there toxic chemicals in the chemistry building?
Yeah, it's just you'd adding think, to it.
Yeah, you'd think they have better ventilation in there. Garbage. It's my goal to try and use every single facility on the UBC campus before I graduate. I don't think I'm going to get there because I only have about a month left to do it.
You should write like a comprehensive guide.
Ooh. Yeah.
Like a coffee table book of UBC bathrooms.
Yes. Okay. This is what me and Claire are going to be doing. Ooh, someone's calling in. I'll pick that up in a sec. We're going to play our cover now. This is Toxic, originally by Britney Spears, covered by the Suffragettes. Sorry. Here's Toxic.
Member Sean Luang played in the Rockies for years before moving to Vancouver. Come hear about the highlights of his adventures in the Rockies, including alpine climbing in the Bugaboos, trad climbing on Mount Yamnuska, skiing in the Bao-Yoho Traverse, ice climbing in Banff National Park, and summiting Mount Robson. Join us on March 12th at the Anza Club Vancouver. Doors open at 7 p.m., 19 plus only, and everyone is welcome. More information is available on our website, bcmc.ca. See you there.
This is a journey into sound.
Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo.
You in my head now, my life.
This is the house that funk built. This is the house that funk built.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body bang. A
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
That is a new one from Kim Gray. That'll be coming off of the Plastic Memory LP coming out April 26th. And that song's called Eugene Vampire. Thanks, Claire, for suggesting that
song. Pleasure.
That was great.
That song is like totally my vibe.
Yeah. Chill, but cool. Maybe. I was going to say maybe drunk, but no. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Deliberate Noise. Tune in again next Monday at 5
for even more deliberate noise.
Unfortunately.
We will be here. I want to just announce a show that's happening this Friday, if anyone cares. Douse, Sightlines, Devours, and Club Sofa are playing Redgate Friday, March 15th. This Friday, check that one out. And I already mentioned, but once again, Cave Girl, Pardoner, Justice Prophet, and Necking, also at Redgate this Wednesday, the 13th. Check both of those shows out. Club Sofa has a new track out called Birthday Party. Highly recommend. Didn't have time to play it today. We'll play it next week. And I want to thank Michael for calling in. Michael really liked the track, the Maze track that we played, and recommended another Japanese band called The Plastics for everybody to check out. All right, stay tuned. Coming up next is Records Management. And today we're going to end off with a song from the soundtrack of one of my favorite movies of all time. The movie is Hoodwinked.
Nice.
I hope everyone's seen this 2005 animated classic. It has a wicked soundtrack. This song is so freaking catchy. It is by Todd Edwards, and it's called Tree Critter. See everybody next week.
Bye.
Take the critter out of the tree!